If you have your Bibles with you, you can take them out. That would be a good idea. We are going to unpack the word a little bit. So you can turn to Psalm 40. And then we're going to read together. Just 10 verses. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction and out of the miry bog. He set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell them, yet they are many more than can be told. In sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, behold, I have come in the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So, not too long ago, in 19th century Britain, there was a man, and this dude really radiated light. So he was full of light and hope, and he was hope and light to all of those around him. People flocked to hear him speak, drawn by the warmth and the wisdom that emanated from his words. Little did they know, though, that behind the scene, behind this radiant smile, this light and hopeful smile, he carried a very heavy burden. In the quiet of his home, the man battled a darkness that threatened to consume him. His heart was weighed down by a deep sadness, a depression that cast a shadow over his every step. The world saw a charismatic figure, but he felt trapped within his own mind, longing for relief from relentless pain. Yet even in the depths of his despair, this remarkable man did not surrender to the darkness. Instead, he chose to face it head on, dedicating himself to study God's word, seeking solace and answers within its sacred pages. And as he immersed himself in prayer and in contemplation, he discovered a flicker of hope. With great courage, he stepped out onto the stage, embracing his vulnerability and sharing his struggle with the world. His words pierced the hearts of those who listened, resonating with their own hidden battles. Through his honest and raw accounts of despair, he offered a lifeline to those who felt lost and alone. And his ministry flourished, and people marveled at the incredible impact he made on their lives. Yet little did they know that the very messages of hope and perseverance that they cherished were born from the depths of his suffering. And so this courageous individual, who brought light to countless lives, and through his writings and teachings still does the same today, was none other than Charles Spurgeon. the prince of preachers, a man who embodied patience and waiting while battling the weight of depression. It's not a sermon unless there's a Dallas Willard quote, so let's go straight for it. There we go. So Dallas Willard says, "Waiting patiently in expectation is the foundation of the spiritual life." Okay, now before we move on, if you were focusing a little bit earlier, you would have already heard God speaking. And I think, I've been speaking to some people, and there's definitely an unctioning from the Lord to start preparing us to know how to hear God collectively. And to just remind us that we can, and that God speaks to his people, that we are one body with many parts. And so if you listen in to what God has been saying in the evening, through the three words that came up, and you listen to this, maybe God will come and speak to your heart as he speaks to ours. That's my hope. So Willard says, "Waiting patiently in expectation is the foundation of spiritual life." One of the most helpful things that I've learned in my time of following Jesus is that the Bible can be interpreted fundamentally as telling a single story. So this story is a combination of a bunch of stories, right, found in different literary genres, themes, and accounts that are all actually about one thing. The whole Bible is about one thing. About many things, but one thing. And that one thing is Jesus. And if you go study theology, you'll learn that this idea is called the Christological hermeneutic. So it's a fancy word to say that it's all about Jesus. Okay, so it's the Christological hermeneutic, the idea that basically Christ can be found on every page of Scripture. That if we read with a lens that says that Jesus is at the center of all of this, if we hold that view, that potentially as we're reading through the different accounts, poems, whatever it might be, wherever in the Word we might be, it points to something. And it points to Jesus. So through the lens of Christ's life, through his teaching, his death, and his resurrection, we recognize him as the ultimate revelation of God,